听力课堂，听 class.com。
I'm Jean. Now we have another term for you today called film noir. Now film is spelled, of course, F-I-L-M, but noir is a French word, N-O-I-R. And what it means is it means dark, it means black, okay? So film noir, black film, dark film. And what does that mean really? It means the style of films that are made. The whole movies are made called film noir. Like the whole series of films. Now, there's nothing particular, nothing specific about a time period where film noir was really big, but it's a way of saying that movies are made to convey darkness, convey some sort of dark feeling, kind of black, okay? So there's a lot of movies out there that have film noir aspects. So you may want to see film noir movies like, say, Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs, Quentin Tarantino movies. But there's also a lot of other ones from the 1950s, 60s. A lot of these movies will use low light, a lot of low light, really dark. Even the first Batman, actually, if you look at that one, has a lot of low light to it. Actually, that was one of the problems with film. But what will happen is that film noir deals with the dark side of things, the dark side of life. And when they shoot it dark. Coming up, American slang.
Hey, 各位好，欢迎准时来到 American slang 美国俚语部分。I'm Duran。好了，那我们今天来看看，继续来讲解影片呢《生命的证据》。好，我们先来看看这个影片的题目，《生命的证据》。那么它的英文名字叫 Proof of Life。我们先来讲一讲这个题目。Proof 是证据的意思， Life 是生命的意思。什么叫把生命做个证据？实际上它是一个绑架的术语。在绑架的时候，或者有一天你的身边的朋友不幸遭到绑架，那么你经常会听到这个词叫 Proof of Life， 给大派上用场。在这个救赎谈判的过程当中呢，一般这个救赎者就是要花钱去赎人的这个人，他一般会事先打个电话问一问这个绑匪，那个人质是活的还是死的，他要确定这个人是活的，他才值得去花代价，对不对？所以这个用法就是 proof of life， 证明一下 proof 他的生命 life 还是有的。好了，那么既然这个题目是这样，看来影片的故事一定和营救人质有关系。好，一起来看一下片段。现在片段中的这几个人都是专业的营救人员。
Will you return?
Well, yes, I will.
But inherent risk wrangling the possibility. Could I please hold time soon?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I am working on the biggest thing now.
好，我们来看看今天的美国俚语教你什么。来看这个短语叫 rant me with a sob story.
But inherent risk wrangling the possibility.
A sob story means a story that aims at making people feel sorry for the person telling the story. Such a story. Okay, such a story might be over exaggerated. 好，这个 a sob story 的意思是表示 sob 是哭泣的意思， story 是故事。那么就是有的人讲一个很煽情的故事来骗取别人的眼泪。这样的故事大部分是有虚拟和夸张的成分在里面，所以这个词组是有一点贬义的 a sob story 来换骗取别人同情和眼泪的故事，夸张一点的。好，这个词组你记住了 a sob story。 来看 第一个例句 I can't be bothered talking to her anymore. All she has is sob stories. 我可不想再去跟她聊天了，我可再不想去跟她说话了，她太烦了，她的那些东西全都是骗人眼泪的，她的那些故事和经历都是假的，都是为了骗取同情的。好，这个句子你记住了吗？我们后面用出了一个词叫 All she has. All she has is sob stories. 她有的通通是一些 sob stories. 好，来看第二个例子。My brother told me a real sob story. So I lend him $10. 我哥哥呀给我讲了一个非常逼真的一个 sob story 啊，这个 sob story 我就不翻译成中文了，就是那个意思，所以我就借给他10块钱。好了，这个词组拿下。
Thank you for your time.
Well, yes, I was.
That's inherent risk wrangling the sob story.
Could I please old time speak? Yeah. What are you doing?
I am working on the biggest thing now.
Mm-hmm. 好，欢迎进入经典对白。影片中 Alice 的丈夫是位工程师，他到拉丁美洲去工作的时候被人家绑架了，那么作为妻子 Alice 很着急。好，下面这个片段是关于如何展开营救工作的。
Can I talk to him?
No, I don't think so. No, this guy, he's going to make one last contact. He's going to let us know where to go for this. But ladies, the important thing is that Peter is alive. This is very positive. It's very fast. A case like this, very fast. Honest.
Could you excuse us for a minute, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
好了，我们来看下面一个原点。这个句子叫 He's gonna make one last contact.
No, this guy, he's gonna make one last contact.
好，我们要教给你的这个词组叫 make contact. You can also use make a contact. Okay, make a contact or to make contact is to talk or communicate with someone.所以 make contact with 这个词组是表示你跟谁有个联络，你跟谁联络一下，跟谁打个招呼，叫 make a contact 或者说 make contact。 好，来看例子。 First one， 我说他怎么还不给咱们打电话。 Don't worry about it. As soon as he lands in Singapore, he's gonna make contact with us. 别急，他只要一到新加坡，他人只要一着陆叫 land， 他马上会跟我们联络，叫他马上会跟 he's gonna make contact with us。 好，来看第二个例子。怎么还不走，快走行不行？ Hey, wait a minute. I need to make contact with my boss before I leave. 你等我一下，我走之前怎么也要跟老板打个招呼，做个交代。 make contact withMy boss.
No, this guy, he's going to make one last contact. He's going to let us know where to go for this. But ladies, the important thing is that Peter is alive. This is very positive. It's very fast. A case like this, very fast.
好，来看下面这个句子叫 This is very positive.
This is very positive.
Something positive is good. 好，这个 positive 这个形容词的意思就是我们中文里面的说的好，不错，叫 good. 好，来看怎么把这个 positive 这个比较时尚的词用出来。好，我们来看第一个例句。 After they lost the match, he wasn't feeling very positive.在他们那场比赛输了之后，他的感觉，他的情绪一直不很好，他的情绪不好。 He wasn't feeling positive means he wasn't feeling well. 好，来看第二个例子。 this deal sounds very, very positive. I think it will work well. 这句话的意思是这一单买卖我觉得非常不错。Very good. 我用了一个词叫 very positive. 这单买卖我觉得听起来非常不错。我想一定办得成，一定干得了。
No, this guy, he's going to make one last contact. He's going to let us know where to go for this. But ladies, the important thing is that Peter is alive. This is very positive. It's very fast. A case like this, very fast.
好，我们现在回顾一下 quick review. 三个点今天学过，第一个是个俚语，跟哭泣有关系的，是 S 开始的那个词叫 sob story， 也可以用辅助的，是表示用一些话，用一些故事，煽情一点的故事去骗取别人同情和眼泪的。还记不记得那个句子，我可不喜欢这个人，因为他总会骗人的眼泪，他总会煽情的讲一些故事。那个句子叫，我再说一遍， All she has is sob stories， 还记不记得。第二个点，我们接下去学过了一个词，表示你要跟谁联系一下，跟谁打个招呼，联络一下，沟通一下，那个表语叫 make contact， 你也可以说 make a contact， 和谁，那个介词是 with， 我不能走，我走之前要跟我老板打个招呼，我们可以说成 I'll make contact with my boss before I leave。好了，最后一个点，刚刚教过你，是一个挺棒的、挺时尚的词，相当于我们形容词的那个 good， 那个词是 P 开始的，叫 positive， 表示好的，东西好的，形容是形容 something。我们学了一个句子叫他感觉不太好，他的心情感觉不太棒，那个句子叫 He wasn't feeling positive。Very good。好，别走开，前面是人生别。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song called Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Love is the time of the day to overtake me away, but the friends that stole me.
Me and Julio. Julio is a name. Down by the schoolyard. So a schoolyard is, it's the area at a school where kids go and play. It's the yard of the school. In a couple of days, they come and take me away. And if you've listened, this is in the middle of the song, if you've listened to the beginning, you know that they means the police. And take me away means take me to jail. Uh-oh. But the press is the journalists, the people who write for the newspapers. The press let the story leak. That means they found out and leak, you know, when it's way, when water leaks, and so you can let a story leak. Maybe the police are trying to keep it very quiet and the press lets it leak out there. So the press let it leak that they took him to jail, and when the radical priest, so radical means very extreme, not the normal, but maybe he's even smarter or even wilder or just different. Radical means different, means even more. And then priest is somebody who works for the religion. He's one of the most important religious figures in the church, so it's Christian. So a Christian, a priest, when he comes to get me released, so he comes and gets him out of jail. To release you is to let you out of jail. We's all on the cover of Newsweek. Newsweek is one of the most famous news magazines in the United States. So if you're on the cover of this famous magazine, you must be pretty important. You must be big news. So this story about me and Julio playing down by the schoolyard makes the cover of the most important newspaper magazine in all of the country. It's a very interesting story. Let's listen to it now, and I'll see you next time on Action English.
Love is the time of the day to overtake me away, but the friends that stole me ink. So when the radical priest come to get me released, he's all on the cover of Newsweek, and I'm on my way.
I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rose. It's the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.